This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That might have been the play of the game right there, thanks to Tim Roy. 95.7 The Game on the call. Pod's tip with a minute to go. Minute 11. Puts him up five.
It was off a miss, and he went up.
By the way, I don't want to talk too much about this, but Evans just informed us that, according to Sham Sharania of ESPN, the league's looking into Ja Morant being an idiot.
Oh, no.
What was he doing? He's probably going to get suspended. That was the gun gesture, Steiny. And you got to smile like, grow up. We thought you grew up, Ja.
He's got priors.
Man, he is in the system.
The NBA's looking into that.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, they're going to come up with something.
You see his dad?
I did not.
She's causing ruckus, man.
What happened? I didn't see.
T. Morant being T. Morant. Just thinking it's about, I hate people that draw attention to themselves.
What did he do? I was watching the game.
Where was he? A front row.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, all black with the shades on. It's not about your pops. And I just, again,
so,
Evan, I'm
so
not,
you don't like somebody wearing shades indoors?
No, I don't like people drawing attention to themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What? I'm sorry.
What did you in your pearly whites?
I'm sorry. What did you? You said you wanted to talk about something.
Oh yes.
Speaking of bringing attention to yourself, there was something you wanted to bring up, and it wasn't T. Morant's dad.
I see you laughing, but if you know me, you know I want to do a documentary to where we follow men and women immediately after they get their hair cut or their hair done. There's just naturally something to. Oh, my gosh. And as soon as I saw Steph with the fresh cut line, I text you all, text Bonte, and Bonte, my brother, brought it up on the post game. But you got to text Mully to lay off me. He did the guru a what again? But I'm not bringing attention to myself.
No, of course not.
But dude, Bonte, what up, Loke? But Steph went from 50 with the fresh cut. Any correlation?
You got a lot of hair time last night,
bro. Whatever you think, bro. Whatever you think, bro. That's
what the job is.
Sure, great call. Take a victory lap. There you go.
You know what? I'm not.
And then run backwards for the dominoes take in Miami. And hey, you know what? And
I stand on that.
And for all you people out there, you people that think I go after Guru. Turn your attention to Chris Mullin.
That's my guy, but boy. Festus did say he must have saw something because that man was fresh, Donnie. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. And Evan just came in here and talked about, has there been any other score in the association or guard or player at 37 putting up these numbers? So that's why I get excited about the future. I know it's about now, but serious, partner.
Yeah, I'm
talk to me.
What? Like, I just don't think when I see Steph do that, I just don't think about the future. I think about, wow, Wow. Look what he did right now.
Okay, but since Jimmy's been here, Evan gave us this. Steph has averaged 28 a game. So now you talk about the longevity, and I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, is I sat here and we talked about bilateral tendonitis all season long. Nobody's thinking that. This dude just looks – he looks great right now, and they look great, and they're climbing the standings. This is awesome, man. We are lucky right now. Wherever this thing ends, it looks like, Steiny, we're going to get a seven-game series. I'm hoping it's not on the road, but I'm being greedy, and there's nothing wrong with that when you're trying to jockey for position.
888-957-9570 is the number. Last night was one of those games where there were literally dozens and dozens of facets to it.
God.
It was one of those games where there were felt like infinitely so many important plays. Which ones did you guys think stuck out? 888-957-9570 is the number. And, I took 4 pages of notes last night.
Oh, that's
beautiful. I was locked in, just like the chef.
That's beautiful.
And let me see. Oh.
Did you once think about the guys that didn't play? I'm sorry. Domingo or Peyton?
Literally, not for a second.
Yeah, I text Yasky and the Vine.
Okay.
When they were down 4-3:38, like, we need somebody else. And
like who?
Peyton or Kuminga.
Mm.
But they fixed it. But I was just like, I can't ignore that. That's all. And I'm just putting respect on those two guys now.
Well, with all due respect, I think we should ignore Kuminga today because there's no upside in discussing Kuminga today. He didn't play.
No,
they won a big game.
I'm not saying we should. I got you. But I just, I want to be whole.
All right. You want me to? Here, I'll start and end the Kuminga discussion. If you're wondering why, look, Moody is maximizing his game.
Facts.
Kuminga's got to start maximizing his game, and he'll be fine.
Yeah,
he'll be fine. But he's not in this one today.
Yeah,
Kuminga.
Yeah.
Some of the notes I take, I realize when I look the next day, they're kind of harsh.
Can you share the one about Jaren Jackson Jr. that Evan almost spit out his coffee?
I also make a note of the time of the game where I say it, so that. You don't, if I say it, you don't say, it's obvious. This one, I wrote this one down with 8:30 remaining in the first quarter. 3.5 minutes into the game.
I think Jackson might have had a second foul.
JJ, I shouldn't say this, but JJJ, just so dumb. And he always has been.
And you wrote D-U-M-B?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Stunny.
He's just not, he's got great talent, but it's time for... I mean, he's got to be smarter. Goodness gracious.
Did you hear Draymond talk to him after the – I don't know if we got it on the board, but I heard the morning guys play where he was like – you got to get to the point of your career to where you don't get ticky-tack fouls, dude.
Well, Draymond, because he's a Michigan State grad, he offers him encouraging words of criticism.
It's huge for Jimmy to do that. I'm disappointed in Jaren. As you know, I got a lot of love for him. That's my Spartan dog. He's too good to still be getting in foul trouble. A couple of them fouls he picked up, like he can stay away from those.
And he meant it, and he can't. It's not his kryptonite. Like, a couple of them were just booked CYO running over the – it's not football, Triple J.
And the Draymond gives advice to those guys he likes. He didn't say much about Edie. Leroy in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo? Hey. Happy hump day.
Yes, sir.
Great game by the Warriors. Everybody knows I'm a lifelong Warrior, and it was really great to see because going into the game last night, I was really concerned, and it's kind of been – the storyline, the Warriors against big teams, how are they going to do? They don't do well. Two of my best friends who I've been talking sports with for a long time, Reggie and Trent, they have always believed that we need a big man. And even up until 3 or 4 days ago, they were worried. And so I came into the game last night saying, okay, let me see if Steve Kerr can figure out a lineup that is going to beat teams that are bigger than him. And boy, hats off to Steve Kerr last night. I hope this is a sign that he says, forget everybody that talks about we need a big man, we need a big man. You know, I'm going to put this stuff to sleep and show you that I have a formula for that. So if that's any indication of last night, you know, they were much bigger than us, and we seem to handle them well. So that's any indication of how we're going to go forward and play teams that are bigger than us. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged, and I hope it continues.
Good call, Lee.
I mean, Warriors had 15 offensive rebounds.
Man, Gee Santos had he came up big in that category, too. But I'll say this real quick, Stoney, to Leroy's point. And Ja was incredible. But when I look at a team like Memphis, and I'm enjoying the win, I am, they don't have an adult in the room. They don't have that Chris Paul type of guy when stuff is, you know, when it's go time to keep everybody in order. You know who has that? The Lakers. I think they're smarter than Memphis. But yet, we still got the dub. But, you know, if a better team ran with a smarter or more button-up group, maybe when you're down 4 or 3:38, they close that out. So it's give and take. But I look at Memphis like they're missing that grown-up in the room, man.
Yeah, it looked like that last night. And that's been the part of the Memphis Grizzlies that has held them back over the years. They just don't do enough consistently against good teams to ever win most of those games. And we had the stat yesterday. They haven't won a game against a team over 500 in 2 months.
Man.
So that's a team that looked like it was kind of a last-ditch effort. They've now lost 4 in a row, and now the Golden State Warriors have surpassed them in the standings.
Yeah, and don't forget Looney. 3 offensive rebounds, and Gee had 4, so 7 between the two, and Looney with another 3, Stoney. Watch out now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you got a lot to be excited about after this one. And also, where does this one rank for Steph? I mean, I know he's had too many for us to make a list, but
this is
this has got to be up there. I mean, he's 37 years old, and he had 52 points in the biggest game of the year, and one everybody was talking about. So that one belongs in Curry's top 30 games, probably?
Yeah,
probably one of his top 30.
I'm going 15 because.
My point is he's had a million of them, so I don't know. I don't know how many he's had.
But not with the stakes this big. Because when they won the in 2022, they got up to that great start, so they kind of knew where they were going to be at. This is we're fighting for our lives. And when Durant was here, they never had to worry about the seeding because they knew they were better than everybody. This one was like there was a lot riding on it. And it's so funny, and rightfully so. We talked about Jimmy. What Jimmy are we going to get? And Curry comes out there and just goes off. 52, and then Jokic follows up that on the same night with 60-point triple-double. You can't ask for nothing better.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, how encouraged are you after that game last night? And, you know, listen, we all know my partner, and we all love our partner. And quite frankly, he's one of the best men I've ever met. He gets excited about this team. Watches a game like last night and says all things are possible. Anybody else watching that game last night? Being really excited about it, but a little concern anywhere? Was there any concern in that game? Even though it was probably the best game the Warriors played this season, how are we feeling, I guess, is my question to Golden State Warrior fans.
Let me ask you this.
Just one game, but it was a big one.
How did Memphis get back in that game? If somebody asked you that, how would you answer that?
They started playing harder than they did in the first quarter.
Start hitting shots, and Curry at the end, Stoney, I know he's going for the record, but going for the win, most importantly. I was like, man, somebody's got to step up.
No, he said he was going for the record.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, till the fourth quarter, and then he missed two, and then he said, okay, let's try to win.
Yeah. Clay got it.
He had it on his mind, mm-hmm. but, you know, that's the other thing. Like, he gets it. He knew he had a bunch, and he figured, you know what, let me try to get a couple more early in the fourth. He missed them, and then he was like, okay, enough of that. Let's get back to business. 888-957-9570. Let's go to OG in the Mita. What's going on, OG? How you doing?
Good morning. It's great to hear from you guys. I'm great to take my call. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kuminga.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, we got it. It's the big elephant in the room.
Call it like you think.
But he's not in the room.
He's not in the room.
We do rats.
On you. Yeah. Communicate to him.
All right.
So, yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm messing.
He's done. This year, okay? He's going to be good someday. But it ain't fast enough for Steph. We should trade him when we had the chance. We didn't. If it were fiscally possible to keep Wiggins instead of him, the team would be so much better. It wasn't because of contracts. I understand that. But it's not going to be like that forever. He doesn't fit. And you got to open your eyes and realize he's going to be good someday, not soon enough for Steph.
Thanks, OG. Appreciate it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, Steph got about another maybe 5 years left. Now, do you keep this up? 37, doesn't look like he's slowing down, man. Boy.
Well,
today is not the day to fight me on that. That's
no,
all.
Exactly. Yeah,
right. I'm going to back off.
Yeah, no doubt, Priest. My man,
where's Priest been?
Man.
By the way, you know who was in his bag last night?
Kevin? No.
Kalena Azubuike.
They always are.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Give me something.
I'll give you two things. He used a great term. It was like, I think, late in the third. Warriors got up 15 or 17. Memphis came in. Memphis, Cape Cowman, got to four, back to 10, back to three, back to seven. And he said, Warriors have done a great job tonight of stiff-arming the Memphis Grizzlies. Thought it was a great.
I get it.
Great. Analogy.
Go ahead, Kalena.
Like a football player, stiff arm. They kept keeping them off.
We get it.
Do you? Well, then I don't know why you don't think it's as good a line as I do. And then he said something to me that also resonated.
Pods can dunk.
About Pods.
You guys, man.
And we can get into this
a little
bit.
What did he say?
Pods took a charge, and Kalena goes, he's such a high IQ. And I was thinking, don't say player. Please don't say player. And he said, he's such a high IQ charge taker. And I was like, that's right. He is a high IQ charge taker. Very specific and absolutely on the money. What are you smiling about, Evan?
That's such a random thing.
I know. I know, but it's so precise.
He's got it mastered.
I have to praise him for it.
Yeah, but that's like talking about, all right, you know, Steiny, you are a high IQ, you know, transitioner of radio.
Yeah. Well,
it's like the one thing that you're good at when there's about 85 other things you need to be responsible for on the air.
Well, I'm just saying that
he's smarter than I think you give him credit. That's the wrong word.
I don't think he's cerebral.
But he led the team last year, standing a plus minus. He's the point guard on this team. So where he gets in trouble to me is he tries to do too much individually.
Yeah, well, that's cerebral.
But as he's far gotta, as getting the ball, passing, taking the charges.
Yeah, taking a charge to me is a skill, and he's got it down to a science. Yeah. But you know what? I do not think that Brandon Pajemski is a high IQ all-around player.
But you wouldn't say.
I just don't.
Are you all the way to low IQ? Because
no,
I'm not.
No.
You can't do what he does being low. You just said, hi. I had to ask that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I don't think Kalena thinks he is either.
Correct.
That's why he was so specific.
That's right. That's right. Mm. I mean, I don't want to nitpick Pods, but yeah, since everybody thinks we nitpick Kuminga, I mean, Pods was not great last night. In fact, you know, it's so funny because the play he makes, that's the play of the game.
Yeah.
You know, people love that, but at least one other time in that game last night, he finds himself under the basket trying to get an offensive rebound. If he doesn't get it, it's a fast break at the other end because he's not back for defensive balance. So, like, he's got to pick his spots when he wants to go in there. Like, it's great that he can go in there and get some defensive offensive rebounds. But he's also, you know, his first thing is probably he's got to get back. Mm. And there was a play last night where he flew in just like the game winner. He didn't get it. He ends up by the stanchion, and Memphis comes back and has a fast break. So it's like, you know, just stuff like that. But
they'll be the younger guys collectively again. We pointed out because everybody deserves some love. But you know, you talked about experience, and maybe this will bode well for them tomorrow. For the young guys too, Stoney, Thursday, Friday with the back-to-back with Denver, and then Sunday at home against the Rockets. So you got to start somewhere is what I'm saying.
Let's go to Scott in Pleasanton. What's going on, Scott? How you doing, man?
Good, Stoney. Thanks for having me on, Stoney and Guru. You know, I think, Guru, we really got to get behind Moody, man. You put a lot of emphasis on Kuminga. But he showed up last night, and he was the reason and the anchor why we were able to stabilize and allow our superstars to come back from that game. You got a high power offense in the Memphis Grizzlies. That's why they came back. And this is a team that usually pushes the Warriors around or pushes them to the brink. We were able to get Butler back to stabilize as well and allow us to get our footing underneath us and get the victory. I think without Moody, I think we lose by double digits in that game. And he's been time in, time again, showing up every game. And we've really got to recognize what he's bringing to this team. He brings defense. He brings the auxiliary things that we don't necessarily see on the score sheet that really emphasizes how strong this team can be as we make a push to the playoffs.
Now, hey, before you go, I'll say this, and Stoney can back me up. If you listen to the show, I've been a big fan of Moody, even before he kind of, you know, had this breakout season. So, and I just gave him some love earlier. It's not missed by me what he brings, and everything he brings is not captured in the box score. But Stoney and I have had fights over what Moses Moody is, and he has solidified the spot on this team. So I have no qualms with what you're saying.
Yeah, I think some of the weight just needs to be pushed more towards his way, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the guys that are on the court and make sure that they get the proper air versus maybe those guys that aren't yet on the court yet. And I think the other thing before we close, we got to figure out where Buddy Hield places on this team. Mm. The challenge I see is we need him to give points if he's on the court. I see him passing, and Steiny and Goo, I know you watch a lot of tape. He passes up a lot of open shots, and I'm still scratching my head. What's mm-hmm. his place on the team if he's not going to shoot the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I got you with Buddy Hield. We can talk about Buddy on the other side.
But see, I feel like they get in the zone, Steiny, and take the shot away. That's what I've been noticing, and Memphis, outside of Steph, defended the three line pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, He got 7 threes up and not a lot of playing time. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Matt Nahegan, our boss, put together a little montage of Steph Curry's 12 three-pointers last night. Enjoy.
Curry weaving in traffic, turns, fires, splash! Number 30 with a three. Spins it out to Draymond. Back to Curry. It's a relocation three, and it's good on the left wing. Curry backs up, shoots a deep three over Edie and hit it. Oh, my goodness. Curry, left sideline, and shoots a three right in front of the Grizzly bench and hits it. He is on fire right now. Butler in deep, draws a crowd. Back to Draymond. Hand off Curry. Off the screen. It's a three, and it's good. Curry knocks out another one. His fifth three. He's got a 19-point first quarter. Curry at midcourt, guarded by Aldama, takes a deep three right on the logo. Aldama didn't know what to do, so he backed away. And Curry said, thank you very much. Pass over to Curry. Curry in the corner, takes it away from Wells, and hits a three. Steph Curry, 29-point first half. Curry, though, takes a quick three and hit it from the right sideline. He's got a 32-point half. What the heck? You don't need a two-for-one when you've got Curry. My goodness. Draymond sets a screen for Curry, who takes a three. It's up and good. What a smart play by Draymond Green. Curry takes a left side triple. It's good. He's got 38 now. Curry takes it down the middle of the floor, stops, and shoots another three. It's good. Straight on. His 11th three. Back over to Draymond. To Curry. Left corner. Lets it fly. Three ball. Left corner pocket. Warriors take the lead 121-120. Curry's got a 50-point game. That was ridiculous.